The Burt Show.
Sad because we're only going to play this a couple more times.
I know.
This is intern Reshma's At Mike Music right here. She's leaving us, but she's going to California.
I am.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm nervous.
You got a job all lined up out there? What's going on?
I got a couple of internships out there. So I'm originally from California, so I'm going to go out there for the summer and try it out and see if I like it, see if it works out. But I will be back in the fall for to finish up school.
Mm-hmm. Can we all take a side bet right now? Yeah, can we take a side bet now?
Side bet.
Because Reshma says she's coming back to hang out with us when she gets back. No, you're not.
I'm telling you I am.
No, you're not.
I'll bet on this. Like, I will put money on this that I'll be back.
Mm. Well, you're, I mean, an intern. We can't put money on it. But yeah. But you're not coming back from California. Seriously, really?
We'll bet you both credits that you're earning right now.
Right.
Yes, you're not coming back.
Because we can use those.
All right, so intern Reshma is like anybody else that walks in here that listens to the show for a certain amount of time, has an impression in their head.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get to be part of the family, and you're hanging out here in studio, and you got to realize that off-the-air things sometimes are a little different than they are on the air. And
yes.
I think Reshma has had an education in that.
Yeah, I feel like in my almost year here that I've gained a little bit more insight than the average listener, because I was a listener before I joined the show. And once I got here, my things just changed a little bit for me.
A little or a lot?
Just a little bit for me. I mean, there's certain things that are about the building, but there's certain things being on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Example number one.
And then this is
morning.
Dangerous today because this is her last day.
She can sell us out.
I know. I went to Joanna to check something out and she was like, do it. And I was like, all right, I'm going to do it.
Okay.
This morning alone, off the air. I know listeners love knowing what we talk about off the air. This morning, the two conversations were the cause of hemorrhoids and celebrity butt sweat.
Those were actual conversations that we had on.
And they were extensive, intense conversations. Like, they weren't just like side conversations. They went on and on and on. And then there's some other things like Q100, great radio station, everything. The technology is from 1850. Like, nothing gets done. I know they talk about it all the time, but you cannot emphasize how slow the stuff is here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we get here early to try and get the computers going and going and going. If they work.
It's maddening. I mean, it's not even usable. Like, we're buying our own network so the morning show can use it because the computers are so slow here. Serious.
Yeah, and then sometimes you want to blame it on this, but I've been in the studio on numerous occasions at 6 a.m. when there's porn on all of these computers.
Oh, really?
And the first thing I walk in on the computers and see is, like, different sites of, like, porn. I'm like, oh, what a great way to start my morning.
Seriously.
Well, that hasn't happened in, like, 8 weeks. Interestingly. Annabomb hasn't been here in like 8 weeks.
And then during
who would have thought Annabomb looks at more porn than Billy Bush?
During the Easy Money, the new music that producer Josh has put in, everyone in the studio simultaneously fist pumps.
Oh yeah, you guess
on
right.
And
yeah.
On and on.
Yeah.
And
let
it
me play
always
what you're talking
cracks
about.
Me up.
It's the actual winter bed. It's
and there's a certain time at which we fist pump.
It's synchronized.
Exactly. 100.
You gonna tell them when we start?
Every morning.
Yeah,
say it.
It's the Burt Show's Easy
now.
Money.
Yeah, that's pump, when the fist
pump. Pump. Everyone pumps. Sometimes they get really into it and they keep going, but everyone, no matter what they're doing, will stop and be like, okay, ready? Go and start pumping. And then I'm going to personal pick a little bit on each of you.
Okay.
Every single day, without fail, Burt eats the exact same thing at the exact same time.
Mm-hmm.
Every day.
What is it?
A bagel and yogurt.
8 o'clock every morning.
8 o'clock every morning. Without fail. 8 o'clock rocks around, yogurt cups peels open, he looks for a spoon, gets the bagel, and wants to start going. Without
yogurt,
fail.
Bagel
and
diet.
Ever since, going on to this, Wendy, I don't know if she realizes this, turns everything into a song on and off the air. And it's so funny because she'll sit there, like the other day we were talking about Bert opens up his bagel and yogurt, and Wendy starts singing a bagel and yogurt song.
It's just funny. It's every day.
What is the bagel and yogurt song?
Yogurt and bagel diet. Yogurt and bagel diet.
That's a country tune.
We are idiots.
Dumb.
We are such idiots.
Okay, so Melissa, now that she's got her bet going on with Katie Joe, is never in the studio unless she needs to be. She is running laps around the office so she doesn't lose his bet with Katie Joe.
Now, I'm not sure that's really the reason why she's leaving the studio every single time
It has a lot to do with it now. Yeah, Katie Joe and I have this bet because Katie got us pedometers, and so we have a pedometer off. So, like, every night, it's almost like gunslinging when you see those old westerns when you pull out the pistols and shoot. We pull up our pedometers and press the button and see who got the more steps in during the day. So yeah, so I'm doing laps because this studio is much bigger than where Katie works, so I can get more steps in before I go home.
Okay, so Jen, it's so worth being an intern, and I love where I sit just to watch Jen's face during the morning show. She gets so, like, she's one of those people that, like, wears her emotions on her face. So whenever she's upset about something, she'll, like, if a listener calls and she disagrees, she will have, like, the most stank face in the entire world. Or if she's, like, super sad, she'll start dancing around, and it literally makes my day to watch Jen during the show.
Oh, just a quick heads up. We did play the $1,000 music. We're not giving anything away right now.
Oh, is that why everybody's calling?
So apologies to Joanna for that. Mm-hmm. Good job, Rashma. Way to go out with a bang.
It's my last day. I don't care. And then Jeff, like right now, is addicted to his Crackberry and laptop. Like mm-hmm. his head goes up like 5 seconds and he claims to be working, but I can't see his laptop, so I don't know about that.
Well, how do you think the porn gets on all the computers? The
That would make sense. Okay, whenever a piece of paper is crumbled, no matter where I am in the entire world, I fear that I'm going to get a concussion. I know people know that Bert hits Wendy in the face during traffic. If Wendy pauses, it's not her fault. Bert hits her in the face with a paper wad.
Just like that.
And from where we sit, we can't see what like Bert's doing. So if he hits us, we have no way to defend ourselves. Wendy has like, you know, there's nothing she can do. We get hit from like the most random times. And
Bert's,
it scares
Bert's
the crap
a little guy
out of me.
Already, and he's behind computer monitors. So he's like in a foxhole.
All you can see is my hand. The hand of danger come up
but
over
it
the
is
monitor.
True. It's like an instinct reaction. When you hear paper crumble, you start flinching.
Yes.
It is. It makes me so uncomfortable. And every time they'll be talking off air, for some reason, or not for some reason, they let everyone on the show shares personal stories with actual reactions on air. So whenever someone starts talking and starts sharing their opinion or something, everyone screams on the air. And it is stuck in my mind. Whenever someone says on the air, even in real life now, I'm like, okay, Rational, shut up. Don't say
because whenever we try
don't say
whenever
anything.
We have a really great conversation off the air that's personal and we try to recreate it on the air, it sucks.
You right. can't so have the now, conversation twice.
Right. So now if Jen starts to give us something really personal, we'll all start yelling, on the air!
On the air!
Yeah!
Shut up!
Don't speak! You're an idiot!
Hush!
On the air!
On the air!
I get really mad too when people start talking about entertainment news stories in here off the air. I'm like, shut up! This is my story! We're going to do it at 6 o'clock!
Were you in here yesterday when Bert accidentally took one of Melissa's news stories?
No.
Oh, she almost killed me with her fire beam eyes. Man.
Oh my God.
On the air!
On
Bert!
The air!
On the air!
Yes!
God! Wow.
My segment!
And I mean, it's
I've got three times an hour that the spotlight
that's all
on
I get!
Me.
So give it to me! Get me that!
Five things you need to know today. You did one. I'm down to 80%. Good! You know what? I'm going to walk around this building. Double time!
In.
And it's crazy because as interns, we put our own personal stories in, and as well as you guys
on
put personal
the air.
Stories. I'm working
Shut
on it.
Up.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's crazy because as an intern, I've learned that the more personal and intimate a story is that you don't want to talk about, the more likely you're going to talk about it on air. That Bert's going to be like, Rashma, come over here. Let's talk about this. Let's discuss this really intimate thing that
she
you don't want to mention.
Learned something.
Yes. Today is graduation day.
And here's my final I have two things. One, there's been several occasions where people of the Bert Show, not just the immediate cast, but people in general, show up super drunk from the night before. And it always cracks me up. Like interns, whoever. But it is
Wendy
totally
is not an intern anymore. I can't insult her like that.
Yeah, wait, who are you talking about?
But I am telling
everyone
out there.
Who are you talking about?
Yeah.
I want to know.
People in general.
Who?
Yeah, call them out. It's your last day. Who's going to hear
that?
Lauren?
I can't do that.
You talking about Lauren?
Well, most of the interns.
At
most of the interns
another,
at one point or another
oh,
have
yeah.
been.
Of course.
That's an internship.
Yeah, it's sure. fair.
We have to drink to put up with you guys.
But I will say to college students out there who can get credit, it is totally worth being in the internship to hear the personal stories on the show.
Like,
if I got nothing else at the internship, nothing else, just to be in here and listen to this every single morning, the conversations people can have from 5 to 10 a.m., astound me.
It's the reason. It really is. And, you know, there's a reason why we've never put a webcam up in here also. It's because the stuff that we talk about that you guys don't hear would get us fired in a minute.
Yeah.
So that's it.
We can't even do our Bert's Big Adventure broadcast without having a few slip-ups.
Oh, I know. Yeah. With all those families and kids around, I realize how awful we are
typically.
No, remember
the webcam. Who had the conversation? One of you
I dropped the S bomb a couple of times.
No, yeah. You had a conversation about someone, talking crap about somebody.
That's right. That's right. And it was live on the webcam.
Hey, let's not stream this after the fact. Let's just let the people who saw it live enjoy it.
Here, Bird Show.